This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's been described as the bloodiest campaign of the civil rights movement, the St. Augustine Movement. It took place in St. Augustine, Florida, and became a catalyst for the passage of the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964. A locally made documentary film screening at the Boston Public Library tomorrow evening depicts what happened in St. Augustine. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on a longtime Boston activist featured in the film and the documentary's timeliness.
I just recall being in the sort of narrow streets of St. Augustine and having Klansmen, even children, attack us with rebel flags as we march.
That's Mimi Jones in the documentary. She'd go on to become a longtime activist here in Boston, but back then she was just a 16-year-old high schooler from Albany, Georgia. She was part of a group of students who'd traveled south to protest segregation in St. Augustine, Florida. The students staged wait-ins as they attempted to integrate the beaches of St. Augustine, the oldest city in the U.S. And on June 18, 1964, Jones was one of the students who moved to integrate a swimming pool at the Munson Motor Lodge. They were in the pool when the motel manager began to pour hydrochloric acid into the water. Jones recently recalled that moment.
It is as fresh in my mind as the morning dew, because when the acid was poured in the pool, the water began to bubble up.
Jones was terrified.
It all happened so quickly. So after I started to scream, then I see this fully clothed person, policeman, jumping into the pool over our heads.
But the officer wasn't jumping in to rescue them. He was there to arrest them.
There were policemen waiting as we got out of the pool to take us off, bathing suit and all.
Photos of the St. Augustine incident circulated around the nation, including one photograph that would become iconic. It shows Jones in the water, mouth open in fear, with a motel manager behind her, emptying a bottle of acid into the pool. As this was happening, a filibuster was underway in Washington, D.C. over landmark civil rights legislation. The very next day, the filibuster was broken, and the Civil Rights Act of 1964 cleared the Senate.
I'm often asked, well, how could you have so much courage? Courage, for me, is not the absence of fear, but what you do in the face of fear.
Among the others who joined the St. Augustine movement was Mary Parkman Peabody, whose son, Endicott Peabody, was the sitting governor of Massachusetts at the time. At 72 years old, Mary Parkman Peabody was arrested when she and a group of blacks and whites went to a fancy segregated hotel restaurant in St. Augustine and sat down together. She spent two nights in jail. The documentary shows the moment of her release when she delivers a message to the people of St. Augustine.
Don't lose heart now, because you're the ones on whom this movement rests. People will come and go because they live somewhere else, but you live here, and you make this thing happen.
The St. Augustine movement would become known as one of the most critically important campaigns of civil rights history. Filmmaker Clennon King, whose father played a key role as an attorney for the civil rights movement, produced the documentary. It's called Passage at St. Augustine, the story of a 1964 Black Lives Matter movement that transformed America. As the title suggests, Clennon King sees a connection between the St. Augustine movement and the Black Lives Matter movement of today.
These kids understand that there's a connection between the Black Lives Matter movement, between the Civil Rights Movement, and that movement that happened some 200-plus years ago down at Boston Harbor, where them bad boys got upset with the British because they were being taxed and not represented. It is the same fight that started a nation. It's no different.
Clennon King was speaking at a recent screening of the documentary at the Grove Hall branch of the Boston Public Library in Dorchester. Among those in the audience was retired Lesley University professor Dolores Allen Good.
The film is important for its historical content, but it's also important for development of young people recognizing that the same thing is going on in 2017, and they need to be prepared for their part in activism.
The timeliness of the documentary also struck Roxbury resident Dita Galloway-Pitts, a registered nurse and multimedia artist.
Even though we have made tremendous strides in race, culture, and class, many of the structural issues of racism, division, and even segregation continues, and that it may bear a different face, but that the particular kind of experiences that these communities are experiencing then, in many ways, are continuing.
Galloway-Pitts feels the St. Augustine movement led to a transformation in the lives of Black Americans, but she still sees the legacy of segregation and the need for change.
Not just a change about the smaller benefits like we can walk down the street, but for the deeper changes in the political, educational, and in the various communities that we have. We need real change.
Galloway-Pitts feels that part of realizing that deeper societal change means educating, documenting, and remembering. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.